Hello everyone. Hi, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Finally, a little bit of good news regarding Palestine. Well, so coming out of the United Kingdom, but it's only conditional good news. And that is Sir Keir Starmer announced today that his Britannic Majesty's government shall recognize Palestine as a sovereign state in September at the United Nations General Assembly. But if Israel complies with various conditions, the United Kingdom shall not do so. Now, there is a certain logic to what Sir Keir is doing, and he's a vile specimen and a mass murderer and an advocate of sexual violence against children, but even he gets things right occasionally. So he's still allowing one state to block the recognition of another statehood. No, Palestinian statehood ought to be unconditional. Palestine is a nation by almost any definition, is a sovereign state recognized by well over half the members of the United Nations, is recognized as almost as many as recognize Israel. There were times when more countries recognized Palestine than recognized Israel. So Palestine, what is it if not a sovereign state? Now, often it can't exercise its sovereign independence because of the Israeli illegal occupation, and it's making crime pay not to recognize it, just like the lawful government of Afghanistan doesn't control most of Afghanistan. Nevertheless, that is the legitimate government of Afghanistan, recognized by everybody except the Russian Federation. But Sir Keir has set out these conditions, which will be difficult for Israel to meet given their appalling racist bigotry against the Palestinians and bloodlust. And of course, there are some gallant Israelis who are speaking up for human rights in Palestine, one of the medical foundations, B'Tselem, and others. And not to say they're no bad Palestinians, they're obviously evil people of all nationalities. So Sakir said that Israel must take substantive steps to end the appalling situation in Gaza. Now, you see, this is open to interpretation. This is constructive ambiguity, so he can fudge it. He says there has to be a ceasefire. Well, like, for how long? And does the ceasefire be absolutely adhered to? And the Israelis make that condition on other things, and has to be commitment to the long-term peace process. I mean, they can say that. Netanyahu has been so-called committed to a peace process since the 1970s, for goodness sake. I've seen a conference he addressed when he was 29. But he says that, but action speaks louder than words. And he's done everything he can to scupper all these negotiations, to make life intolerable for the Palestinians, to attack them when they did nothing wrong, to illegally occupy their land. He's boasted about it repeatedly. He's very proud of having prevented a Palestinian state coming into being. And he just wants to rub their faces into the dirt. It's horrific. So Israel, surprise, surprise, has said that this is a win for Hamas. Okay, no, it's a win for human rights, for justice, for international law. Hamas' efforts to achieve the ceasefire, ha, ha, ha. The murder of 60,000 people, that doesn't harm efforts to achieve a ceasefire. You could have a ceasefire a very, very long time ago. You've rebuffed efforts to get those hostages out. Now, Sakir has also called for the unconditional release of the hostages in Gaza, but not the hostages in Israel. Thousands of Palestinians held in Israel without trial or charge. If they are put through a trial, it's a kangaroo court, a totally unfair trial. As Sir Keir Starmer would know, human rights lawyer, a trial must be before an impartial tribunal, and their tribunals could scarcely be more partial. So the United Nations World Food Programme says that worst case scenario of famine is currently happening in Gaza. Anyway, so this is a sea change in British foreign policy. Previously, British government said, well, recognition of Palestine would only come at the conclusion of some peace process. Allow Israel to delay it indefinitely. There are some people in Netanyahu's cabinet who've openly said, let's just annex Gaza and or the West Bank. I mean, the Knesset voted for it. But if they happen, then they'll get the recognition of another country recognizing Palestine. Well, why should they care? Is it 143 already, or 144 would make a difference? The United Kingdom is quite a puissant country, but still, Israel's a bit like Millwall. Nobody likes us, we don't care. And so long as they think on the back in the United States, they can get away with anything, although, you know, American support is not rock solid like it used to be. The Republican Party is almost four square behind them. The Democrats, a significant number of Democrats, particularly young ones, ones on the left, ethnic minority people, who recognize the Palestinians are human beings too, and have suffered the most outrageous injustices for decades. Anyway, so Starmer, there's a method to his madness. This might scupper Israel's plans to annex part of Gaza. I don't think so. I think they'll go ahead and do it, actually. Okay. So, goodness. Well, I really hope that it is recognized. Now, some people have said that this is not sufficient. And anyway, Sir Ed Davey, evil, evil bastard, but occasionally he's right, said that the United Kingdom ought to recognize Palestine forthwith. And so on, and so some of the Labour backbenchers likewise. Anyway, Ben Obese Jekti has been absolutely revolting and is speaking up for every Zionist crime, and he's against it. The Green Party, and I got to applaud them on this one, they're genocidal in other ways, so they're saying recognize it right now. Kemi Badenoch, I'm just appalled to say that they shouldn't do this. Recognizing a Palestinian state won't bring hostages home. Well, I mean, it's not intended to. Will it bring the hostages home from Israel? I don't think so either. But anyway, Palestine is a state, and okay, most of its land is illegally occupied. That's not their fault. That's fault of the illegal occupiers. This won't end the war, won't get aid into Gaza. Okay, but all that's, but therefore you're letting crime pay. You're letting the Israelis off the hook by not recognizing it. So partly because France announced they will also recognize it, it's difficult. And one thing is more or less green-lighted by Donald Trump when he was there in North Britain, had some private meetings with Sir Keir Starmer, was supposedly a private visit to his golf courses, and saying that he wouldn't object. The United Kingdom is entitled to determine its own foreign policy. So that's not US foreign policy. So anyway, finally, Starmer's done something a tiny bit decent, but that's because over 200 MPs voted that they should do so. Over 60 were Labour backbenchers. The number was only going to grow, partly to forestall defections to this as yet unnamed party led by comrade Jeremy Corbyn and Azara Sultana. Defections to the Green and so on in a desperate attempt to shore up the collapsing Labour Mohammedan vote. A little bit of food aid, and we need far, far more food aid. As you know, I think the Royal Air Force, as I say, should just drop the food aid. Is the Israelis say you're not allowed to come in, we just do it anyway. What are they going to do, shoot them down? Wouldn't put it past them. They might have done. They fired on American warships. Admittedly, that was a decade ago. So the horrendous situation carries on in Gaza and indeed in the West Bank. We hear very little about this. Palestinian civilians murdered quite frequently by Israeli illegal immigrants, the Israeli security forces. There's virtually no use of force on the Palestinian side to defend themselves. So it's a horrific, deplorable, just intolerable situation. Really, it's just monstrous, so dispiriting, so dolorous, what's playing out. Very, very tristful scenes all across Palestine. There's very little justice in the world. Crime often pays. Bad guys often win. And that is the lesson I've learned. Don't believe in these fairy tales that the good always triumphs. It most definitely doesn't. Maybe justice will finally come and peace. Well, do what you can to work for peace. Thank you for watching my channel, and make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan7@gmail.com. Goodbye.